This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A man's under arrest in South Los Angeles after a stash of homemade fireworks exploded last night as they were being destroyed by a bomb squad. At least 17 people injured, including some police officers. Former President Trump's company and his longtime finance chief reportedly have been indicted on charges stemming from a New York investigation into the former president's business dealings. The charges against the Trump Organization and its chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, are expected to be made public today. 18 people now known dead in the Surfside, Florida condo building collapse. 145 still missing. The dead now include children, says our Jackie Quinn.
Four of the victims have been identified as members of a family. Father Marcus Guara found Saturday. Yesterday, the remains of his wife and two daughters, ages 10 and 4, were identified. County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava expressing her sorrow.
The loss of our children is too great to bear.
Audio courtesy of WPLG-TV. Dozens of people remain unaccounted for, and now there are concerns bad weather could hinder the search. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden will visit Florida today. Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction has been thrown out by Pennsylvania's highest court, which ruled he was unfairly prosecuted. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Bill Cosby had served nearly 3 years of his 3 to 10 year sentence for drugging and violating Temple University official Andrea Constand in 2004. In a statement, Constand and her lawyers called the ruling disappointing and said it could discourage other women from coming forward with their assault claims. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The fierce heat wave in the Pacific Northwest may have killed hundreds of people in Oregon, Washington State, and Canada. This is AP News. A second Oath Keeper has pleaded guilty to conspiracy in the January attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Here's our Mike Gracia.
Another member of the far-right Oath Keepers group has pleaded guilty to conspiracy for his part in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. 54-year-old Mark Grodz of Mobile, Alabama, admits to participating in a conspiracy, and he is cooperating with the Justice Department investigation into the insurrection. The Grodz case was kept secret until Wednesday to protect the investigation and his safety before he testified in front of a grand jury. Last week, 55-year-old Graydon Young of Englewood, Florida was the first to plead guilty in the Oath Keepers conspiracy case. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Donald Rumsfeld has died. He was defense secretary twice and a presidential candidate at one time. Donald Rumsfeld was 88 years old. He died in New Mexico, says his family. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.